To Allah belongs the kingdom of the heavens and the earth. On that day when the hour of judgment will be established, those who follow the falsehood shall lose. You shall see every nation on its knees. Every nation shall be summoned to its book of record. And Allah will say, Today you shall be rewarded for your deeds. This book of ours speaks about you with the truth. Surely we were recording all your deeds. As for those who believed and did righteous deeds, their Rabb will admit them into his mercy. That will be a manifest achievement. But as to those who disbelieved, Allah will say, Were my revelations not recited to you? But you showed arrogance and became a nation of criminals. When it was said, The promise of Allah is true, and there is no doubt in the coming of the hour. You used to say, We do not know what the hour of judgment is. We think it is just conjecture. We are not convinced. Then the evil of their deeds will become manifest to them, and they will be completely encircled by that which they used to mock. It will be said, Today we will forget you as you forgot the meeting of this day. Hellfire will be your home, and none will be there to help you. This is because you used to take Allah's revelations as a joke, and you let the worldly life deceive you. Therefore, on this day, neither shall they be taken out of hell, nor shall they be given a chance for amending their ways to please their Rabb. So praise be to Allah, the Rabb of the worlds, the heaven and the earth, and the Rabb of all. To him belongs greatness throughout the heavens and the earth, and he alone is the Almighty, the All-Wise.